Welcome everybody to another episode of the TBMP. I am your host for the day, Big Mo, coming at you guys. I'm not here by myself. Luckily, I get to do this show with two of the best people in the world, I think. First off, we got my man Ryan.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
And we got my brother, Rub.
What's up, y'all?
And for today's episode, it's going to be best athlete, best comedian, and best musician turned actor, in our opinion. But before we get into the meat of the show, we're going to go ahead and check out the news for this week. You guys want to start it out? Go ahead, Big Ryan.
Yeah. All right. So first thing I got is another remake, unfortunately. Mm. But it's not like we're all surprised.
No, at this point.
This is the world we live in.
I think we're in the remake era, bro. I think this is the era of remakes. Like we'll look back and be like, bro, remember that time where they just remade everything? This is.
Mm. When would you say it started though? Like when would you say?
15 or something. I don't know when was.
I would say like, I don't know, bro. It's been at least like 10, 15 years, man. Mm-hmm. And that's bad. That's bad. That's a lack of originality that we live in right now. So, and the stuff they're picking, it's like, how do you get excited for this? Because the one I'm talking about at the moment is a live action Scooby-Doo coming from Netflix.
Well, they've done them.
Like,
if they got the same Shaggy, I'll probably watch it. That Shaggy is a good pick.
You say that, Mo. It's funny you say that because there's the fans that are rallying for Matthew Lillard to come back. But my man's just old, bro. I don't want to see him as Shaggy.
I mean,
he will always be the best live action Shaggy. We all know that. But
unless
I want him to come back.
Unless they start doing like I said last time, what all these movies are doing, where they do a multiverse and then the old Shaggy comes back and teaches us the new Shaggy.
If they gave us Mel Gibson, what was it, Superman? You know what I mean? Or what was this? Nicolas Cage Superman? I'm pretty sure they'll give us. Yeah.
You know, multiverse Shaggy. Boy.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the tone of the show.
Yeah.
If that's the tone they're going, like that goofier tone, which I'm assuming they will.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever, bro. Oh, it's actually going to be a show, not a movie. I don't know if I mentioned that. So it's going to have a couple episodes. So that's different, I guess. So stay tuned for that, man. If you're interested, obviously you got that lukewarm response from the boys. So, you know, I might check it out. Might not. Yeah. We'll see. Then the next little bit of news is that Airbnb got these houses they built, bro. Like they call them like icon houses. So you got an up house. You can stay in an up house. It's actually in the air.
Wow.
You can stay in an X mansion.
Wow.
Which is dope. You can stay in a Prince's Purple Rain house.
Hold on.
Yeah, there's a lot, man. If you guys are interested, check it out. It's called Airbnb Icon. Just look it up. But yeah, obviously I want to stay in that X house, bro. Because I don't know if you've seen pictures of that house, man. Mm-hmm. It looks just like the cartoon.
Yeah, they made it look.
Yeah. So it's in New York. So I didn't really, it wasn't really interested in going to New York anytime soon, but might have gone and take that trip, brother.
Yeah. Something to look forward to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm either going up out there. So I thought that was dope. Yeah, that's my little bit of news. What you got, Ruby?
I was going to say, we can make a trip out there. I want to recreate that scene where Logan, he's sitting down with a picture. He's holding
it. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, you know,
I want to recreate that picture.
Hell yeah, bro. That'd be dope.
Recreate that meme.
It's gonna be your new profile.
Let's see. Well, I got two news. Cat Williams woke folk live show. He's gonna do it tonight. We're actually recording this on May 4th, and this is coming out on Tuesday for the rest of y'all. But so if you guys probably will have watched it or haven't watched it, but he's doing that show tonight. That's gonna be interesting because you know how he is. And Marvel Comics is coming out with a kind of like a new wave of a new kind of like comic series called Blood Hunt. And so here's like a little summary that they gave it. Witness the genesis of Marvel's wildest team yet in the preview pages for Bloodhunters 1, Issue 1, the first in a new anthology series that explores how the shattering events of Bloodhunt cover the breadth of the Marvel Universe, Marvel Comics. And they got six enemies. They are Bloodstorm 1, Megrim, Unusual, Damascene, Smoke Eater, and Cruel. Just those names alone. I mean, they should just tell you. And I got a little picture for y'all. See how these baddies look like. So these are supposedly the new bad guys of this new series. So,
hell yeah,
that should be interesting.
Hell yeah,
gotta tune in. We gotta pick that up real soon.
Hell yeah,
especially when we need a comic book to read. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah.
So that's definitely up there for one of the options.
Yeah, that should look hype. So I'm excited. Obviously, they got Blade in there. You know, it's gonna be some blood and some crazy shit happening. So, but yeah, that's my news. Mo, what you got?
For sure. So for my first one, it's coming from IGN. My Adventures with Superman Season 2 premieres May 25th. So that's later on this month.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
did you guys watch the first season?
I have not, but I'll definitely check it out.
It looked a little weird. That's why I didn't want to.
Oh, man. Oh, really?
I watched it. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not like great. It's not horrible, but it's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
right.
I was looking forward to every week watching it. So, I mean, that should say something. But as far as, will I rave about it? Nah, not yet. Yeah. I mean, because I don't know. Like, this ain't Superman y'all used to. This is, Superman that's flying and crashing into stuff. And he's not as strong as he this is young Superman, bro.
Smallville.
Yeah, it's basically Clark Kent as Superman, basically. It's not Superman as Clark Kent. This dude is... Yeah, he hasn't really liked it. He in some of his powers, like throughout this first season, he was still getting some of his powers were kind of wacky. And,
right.
So, yeah,
it's kind of like puberty, like a teen.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's like him
figure it out.
Yeah, how to be Superman. Like him trying to figure out how to be everywhere at once and him dealing with that. And yeah.
How do you feel about that? Do you get tired of seeing? Because we've seen the origin story so many times and they've done it. So many times, I feel like I can count on my hand how many times they've done it. You know what I mean?
That's
Is it refreshing? Is it?
In that aspect, yes, because like I said, we don't really see him in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you had that Smallville series, which probably did it the best, in my opinion. But but that was like a whole like couple seasons worth of him just developing his powers and you getting to know Clark and Lois. And his friends and everybody and.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little different, but as far as like an animated form, it's something different. And it's like anime. It's not like animation. It's like, it looks like anime. So, it's the first time I've seen Superman like in this art form.
Yeah.
Because they do like the stuff that I don't like, the wacky faces and the little cutscenes. Yeah. They do that in here.
Oh, okay.
It's literally an anime of Superman. Like.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
So I don't know if that'll get you guys more
something
excited
up
to watch
early,
it.
No, I checked it out, but I was like, it's too soft. I don't know, it's too slow for me.
Because even the new one with the Harley Quinn, it's going with that style too, right? That animation style. Yeah. So it's like
with the Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm. The Suicide Squad,
same thing.
And then for my other bit of news, this one's a little bit iffy. Exhibit hinted that he might be coming back with the Pimp My Ride series.
Oh,
he said it's time to get back to customizing rides May 9th, 2024.
It's really not, though, Exhibit. It's really not. But I mean, you got to get that dough, my guy. I ain't mad at you. I mean,
I personally liked it. I mean, come on. It was kind of cool for a little while.
I was hearing like stuff about those cars where they were breaking down. The stuff only worked a little bit and broke on them.
I mean, they put a jacuzzi in one of them.
They put like an ice cream machine
like for the aesthetic of it, sure, but like for an actual car to do that stuff, he's like, come on, dude.
I thought first saw Pimp My Ride, I thought they were gonna like fix him up like how later on West Coast Customs did. Like they actually fix up your car.
I thought that's what the show was gonna be.
They'll deliver this time, you know.
Maybe.
Because obviously it was kind of for the ratings, you know, some of that stuff that they were doing.
It was good. Bonkers.
Bonkers, yeah. For sure. So now we're going to get to the meat of the show. For my first one, I'm going with best athlete turned actor. And this actor is Philip Andre, also known as Mickey Rourke Jr.
Mickey Rourke.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And he came out with a movie called The Wrestler in 2008. was labeled as a sports slash thriller. Mm-hmm. He plays an American actor and former professional. Oh, sorry, he is a American actor and former professional boxer who has appeared primarily as a leading man in drama and action thriller films.
Mm-hmm.
So when he did The Wrestler, I thought that was a really good adaptation for that movie. You know what I mean? Like, just the, he did his own stunts in that movie, getting, you know, you could see the wear and tear on his body. Mm-hmm. You know, he really immersed himself in the film. I personally like
that. No, that movie's dope. That movie's goated, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
For him, so, I remember him in Iron Man. I mean, he did a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say that some of his accolades, Iron Man 2,
yeah.
2010, Sin City, 2005, he did Angel Heart, that's one of his later, older films, 1987, with Lisa Bonet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know, he actually got a Golden Globe nomination for that movie.
For The Wrestler?
For The Wrestler, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not surprised. Not surprised. Like I said, he did a really good job. That whole movie, the direction, the sound design, the acting, mm-hmm. the, like everything. That movie, like I said, that movie's damn near perfect, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. Did you see that movie in theaters or you saw that at home?
Yeah. I saw it at home. I didn't see it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, but that was my first pick. I'll let you go, Ryan. What you got?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sure. You start out with athlete. I'll start with athlete as well. So... I'll just tell you some things that this guy has done. And then, you know, if you guys can guess, feel free to chime in. So this guy received an athletic scholarship after eighth grade. And he did like mad sports in high school, dude. This dude did boxing, football, gymnastics, soccer, judo, and he wrestled.
Mm.
So very impressive. Just out of like eighth grade, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was already a natural athletic guy. You know what I mean? So that's dope. Now, he began his college football careers in Long Beach City College. And then from there, he transferred to San Diego State University, where there he got his master's in theater arts.
Yeah, I can do it all.
I'm saying. Any guesses yet? Because the more I go down, you probably have a guess, if you guys don't have a guess at the moment. So after that, he was a linebacker for the Raiders in the 70s.
Mm.
Yeah, he played a few games, then he was cut. And then he went to play for the BC Lions. If you guys don't know who the BC Lions are, that's British Columbia for the Canadian Football League.
Mm.
So he played with them for a minute. And then like after like, you know, during the off seasons,
uh-huh.
he went to school in San Francisco and got a bachelor's in drama. So my man's, I'm telling you, man, like, he really wanted to act. He was an athlete, but his passion was it was acting. He really wanted to get into it. So from there, you know, he's picking up some roles, some extra roles here and there, and then he eventually got a role in a little small series called Rocky. He was Rocky's adversary at first, and they became friends. He also was in Happy Gilmore. Yeah, little small roles here and there. Predator.
Oh wow.
One of my favorite movies, Action Jackson. Now I'm assuming since your face is lit up that you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. I know his last name Weathers. So I forget.
Yes, sir.
It's so crazy. That was, like I only remember him as an actor. As far as I knew, like I didn't even know that he had accolades before that. Like so, mind blown right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no, this was fun. Like I said, when we have episodes like this, when we got to do a little homework, usually I'm always finding out stuff.
Yeah.
So obviously, it's Carl Weathers. Yeah. The late great Carl Weathers, by the way.
Peace.
Rest in peace. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dope dude, man. I was like I said, I went on a little rabbit hole doing my research, and you know, you're gonna see interviews from like celebrities and you're gonna read stuff, bro. I'm not gonna lie, I got a little got a little dusty in here, man. It's like what is this dust in my eye, man? What's happening? A little bit. But yeah, man. Shout out to Carl Weathers.
Definitely. Yeah, man. I actually liked him in Happy Gilmore. You know what I mean?
That's one of his most iconic roles.
Yeah, he's a funny actor in that movie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm gonna hop on with Ryan there, and I'm gonna give you some clues then.
Mm.
And y'all tell me some things. He's an American rapper, actor. He was born in Champaign, Illinois.
Okay. Okay.
He formed his own record, Disturbing the Peace. I'm pretty sure you guys already.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I really have to go any further, but
you can keep going.
Okay.
You can keep going to his accolades. My man has flowers, bro. But yeah, at this point, yeah, we know what you're talking about. Yeah. But go ahead.
In the late 1990s, Independent released his debut studio album, Incognito. The album was re-released by Def Jam Recordings as his major label debut, Black for the first time after its single, What's Your Fantasy, featuring Shauna. He became a top 40 hit in the Billboard Hot 100 in the latter album. He got number one for four on the Billboard 200 and spawned his second top 40 single, Southern Hospitality, featuring Pharrell. But then outside of music, he has portrayed the character Tej Parker in Fast and the Furious film series, first appearing in the second film. And then he's made other acting notable roles, including Crash, Gamer, New Year's Eve. In 2021, he created and starred in the children's animated series Karma's World for Netflix. And then also, I didn't know this, but Ludacris is also a private pilot. My man's
wow.
My man's
you just said his name.
Well, I mean, at this point, I'm pretty sure you did.
Our listeners knew who. Unless he said Disturbing the Peace, if you didn't know who he was talking about at that point, and then he said Tej, come on, bro. Mr. Ludacris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Christopher Brian Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
He's close. He's born close to my birthday, September 11th. So I was born September 7th. So we're both Virgos, bro. No wonder, like, the way his vibe is, he kind of seemed kind of like me and you, kind of, right?
Yeah.
He'd be like our type, I guess.
Okay, he got a song with, I don't know if you heard it, like, every year when it becomes Virgo season, I listen to it. It's by Nas. It's called Virgo.
Dang.
It's Nas, Ludacris, and Dougie Fresh, I believe. Yeah, so the moment Virgo season starts, I play that song, bro. It's been like a tradition for the last couple of years.
Damn. Right. Yeah, so how about your tradition then?
Yeah, check it out, man. It's a cool song.
But, you know, he's most notable. I mean, obviously, Fast and the Furious is top thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's most noticeable for and acting chops. But IMDb gives him 100 credits to his name, acting credits. But a lot of those I noticed were from music videos. So I don't know. I guess that counts as like acting, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that counts. Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed a bunch of them were music videos. So my man's got 100 credits.
He has iconic music videos. Remember with he's wearing those big ass shoes.
He had a big old forearm, the Popeye arm.
Move, bitch, get up.
I love it. That's one of my favorite videos. I love that video.
Yeah. He was in that game, NBA Ballers. He was like a voice actor.
Yeah.
And then obviously Crash. I said it earlier. One of his notable roles. That's when I remember him too. So yeah, I mean, like he as far as acting, like he's pretty good. I mean, I don't think he's like a Oscar or maybe they haven't put him in some more like serious or leading roles. Maybe we'll see, but he's been doing more like support casting and support.
Yeah.
Roles, which he does shine in. Like he does very good in those roles. Like,
yeah, I agree.
But yeah, that's my first homie.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Good pick. So for my second one, I'll go ahead and I'm going to go with an artist as well, music artist. Let's see if I can give you guys some clues. In addition to his music career, he starred in some movies like in 1997's Gang Related, 1997's Gridlock. Gridlocked.
I'm pretty sure Ruben, you checked in. You know who you're talking about? Not yet.
1996. I'm naming all the ones I guess he hasn't seen. So
okay.
We got 1996 Bullet.
You might as well just give me his whole flower, bro. I'm not gonna get it.
Yeah, go ahead.
He also did. Okay, I'm gonna give you his last three films because he didn't do that many. 1994 Above the Rim, 1993 Poetic Justice, and 1992 Juice. I know.
I can see the gears rolling in Ruben's head right now. So, yeah. I think I know. Figured it out. That's funny, man. You was really struggling for
it. I was like, oh, who's in that?
Who is this guy?
Who was in that one again? Bro, because I don't want, bro, everybody knows here that I'm not too much.
This is the late and great Tupac Shakur.
Yes.
And, you know, when I was doing some research on this movie, he actually did a movie with Mickey Rourke. And he was in the movie Bullet with him.
Yeah.
Personally,
yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but definitely one I want to check out. So, yeah, I mean, I've seen Juice. I've seen Poetic Justice, Above the Rim. I haven't seen the other three, but definitely, you know, wouldn't mind checking out those ones. I've seen some, like, bits and pieces of gang related. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, he has, you know, being, you know, he was here for a short amount of time. I think he did, you know, a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a short amount of time, I think he really did really good as an actor, especially.
No, he had a lot of potential. Like he convinced me. Like he played the best villains, I think, when he played that role. Like
Bishop, yeah.
Yeah, he like, I don't know. Like, he just had that aura to him that he could just do that, make you believe he's a bad guy. Like,
yeah, no, that's one of the most iconic roles, if not the most iconic role he ever played, is that one. Mm-hmm. If you ask anybody, I guarantee you they're gonna bring up that movie, man.
Yeah.
I bet. Like I said, he does other acting credits, but that role, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even when I watch that movie to this day, I'm like, this dude, like you be like, damn, that's he is Bush. He's Bishop, bro.
Right.
Like,
right.
He is that dude. Yeah. Like, yeah, very
kind of like we see, you know, Iron Man with, you know, what's his name? You know, Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Tupac and Bishop. Right. It's just exactly. great.
Yeah, that's him.
It's like at that point they weren't even acting. They were just like, that's how comfortable they were in those roles.
That's
man.
Who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Completely immersed themselves, and you can tell. So yeah, man. Shout out to Tupac, man.
Not only did he kill it musically for me, but he killed it on the screen too. You know, as an
absolutely.
Actor.
Absolutely.
Big ups.
All right. Well, since you went musician, I'll go musician as well.
Go ahead, y'all. Right.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
So this particular actor, you know, he kind of grew up like all of us did. You know, he's from Philadelphia. You know, he had a troubled home, and, you know, not all our troubles are the same, but nonetheless, it had an effect on, you know, his upbringing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he would like to, make like people like happy and make him laugh to like help with the awkward situation. You know what I mean? Like if things getting crazy, he'll crack a joke or something like that. So I thought, you know, thinking a lot of people can relate to that, you know, help you escape a little. So he also like had a knack for hip hop. So he started writing at the age of 12, had his little rhyme book, like anybody that write, you got your little rhyme book somewhere. Right. So, but you know, this guy, he left his rhyme book out. So his grandma went in his room, got a little nosy, happened to open up his rhyme book and saw some profanities in there. And she you know, she pretty much told him like the most intelligent people don't have to get their point across with swearing. So this particular hip hop artist does not swear in his music. So y'all see where I'm going with this actor yet? Have y'all figured it out? Because if you haven't figured it out by now, I'm going to keep going. And you'll know.
I say yes.
What I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So this guy formed a rap group with his friend. He also met at the age of 12. His friend's name was Jeff Townsend.
Mm-hmm.
Also known in the neighborhood as DJ Jazzy Jeff. Then they had their first album dropped. It was in 1987 called Rock the House. Did really good numbers. He also was the first rapper to win a Grammy. Very first.
Was that for Summertime or what was that?
Parents Just Don't Understand.
Oh, okay. Classic.
Maybe
because it sounded a little bit mayonnaise. And maybe it appealed to the...
Dang.
I'm going to say it might appeal a little bit more to the...
It sounded mayonnaise. I wouldn't go there. That's Ruben's opinion. That's a lot of this guy gets a rep for that because he doesn't have to like say
curse,
you know, profanity in his songs. But now it's like the moment you don't cuss, it's like, oh, you're mayonnaise now. A lot of people do that. I don't know if that's your reason, Ruben. I know a lot of people.
Because I feel like that song at that time, because bro, hip hop at that time wasn't appealing. Like so. For him to make it appealing, like you kind of had to appeal to like white people, I would think, right? And
not really. And that's not why he did it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
At that time, like, wouldn't you say at that time was like people was complaining because the Grammy was always going to like it was pretty rigged back in the days, and even sometimes some of these award shows have been rigged for quite some time. You know, so there's that into play a little bit.
Yeah. I suppose. But I don't know. I don't know. I never understand why people didn't like Will Smith's music.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, like, if that's, I would think that's why the appeal, or that's my thinking would be, that's where the appeal would be. Or
maybe. People.
Yeah.
That's fair. Because, like I say, yeah, that's fair. A lot of people, because you're not the only one with that opinion as far as his music was a little washed, which is fair. Like, I get it, I don't understand. But nonetheless, obviously, I just said his name. I'm sure everybody figured it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Willard Smith the second.
Is it really Willard Smith?
Smith
is it really second. Oh, wow.
Willard, yes. His full name is Willard. Yes, sir.
That would explain his daughter's name, right? Willow?
Willow, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Cool.
Yeah, and then his first son is the third, Willard Smith the third. They just call him Trey.
Oh.
His first son, yeah.
For three, yeah. Trey?
Makes sense. There you go. Yeah. But obviously, you know, after that, well, not obviously. He, you know, his albums did good, but as any young, because he was young when he came out, man. So, what do you think a young kid's gonna do with millions, bro? What do you think's gonna happen? He's never had access to that kind of money before. Mm-hmm. What would I do at the age of like 21, 20? Not even. I think he's 20. So, what he did, and what everybody at that age did back then, he bought out whatever he wanted, whatever else wanted, he bought it, bro. So he ran into a little financial issues. So, after that, he was kind of looking for things to do. He kind of interested in acting here and there. So he came up with a script and he presented it to Quincy Jones. And from there, like, I'm pretty sure you guys know that show that I'm talking about. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yes, and then that was a launching pad for my man. Because we saw his charisma. You saw his talent. You saw his, you literally saw his progression as an actor.
Growth,
Like every season he got better and better and better.
Right.
To the point to where, you know, he was ready for live action, some movies, bro. He was like, it was time. So he's given this role in a small little indie film called Bad Boy. I don't know if anybody heard of this movie. It's nothing big, you know. It's not like it did good at the movie theater, nothing like that. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like he was in there with the legendary Martin Lawrence, you know. Just saying.
Who also is also kind of like a comedian.
Yes. Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah. I mean,
he would be the comedian turned actor instead of a musician. Yep, facts. Very true. But yeah, obviously, Bad Boys, accolades for that. He was in Fresh Prince, said that. He was in Independence Day, huge movie. Mm-hmm. Men in Black, which coincidentally, Men in Black was the start of his solo career when he had a single for that movie. That's when he went solo officially. Right. Like,
yeah.
No, Men in Black. That's the...
Oh, okay. Yeah, Men in Black song. Yeah, you're right.
That was his first solo track without Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. And those are some movies. He literally can do it all. And I know, like, people have decided to cancel Will Smith. I'm not going to ever cancel my dude. He can never, you can't cancel a man for making a mistake, bro. Like, it was televised, sure. Was he in his emotions? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Did he not think? How many people made mistakes like that? The only difference is his was televised. Now everybody want to know shit on this man for that. Yeah. And I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
This man's career, everything he's done for entertainment, man, I'm not ever going to, like, hate on this dude, bro. Never.
Plus, I think, like, you can be mad for a couple of days, but forever?
Yeah.
Over someone you don't even know? Like, how you gonna be mad over someone you don't even... You're never gonna meet this dude, so why are you gonna be mad at him from across the way? Like, I'd be mad about it for a little while, but get over it. Like, whatever.
I just acknowledged when it happened. Even when it happened, I was just like, damn, man. Because I was more disappointed than anything. His emotions. But I didn't, like, oh, hell no. He smacked Chris Rock. Oh, no. He had gotten his emotions, bro. What you want to do?
Yeah.
And obviously, he had somebody in his ear. We all know who that was. Yeah. So it wasn't, you know, he just made a mistake on live TV. That's and now everybody.
And aren't in relationships at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Actually, and Mo, too. All three of us.
Yeah.
All three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, my favorite movie of him is Independence Day. Like, I can watch that movie over and over. Like, I feel like I watch it every year at some point.
Mm.
It's iconic. On 4th of July.
For me, it's the show. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, man. I grew up with that show. You know what I mean? Some of your life lessons. Uncle Phil. Avery. Oh, yeah. James Avery. Man. Yeah, James Avery. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was nice to see, especially how, you know, having all those white shows at the time, it was nice to have something else.
Yeah, absolutely. Facts.
Yep. Yep. Something more comforting. Soulful. My next one is a WWE wrestler. So that's already a hint.
Okay. It's about three of them. Yeah. Three or four of them.
He is an American actor and a semi-retired professional wrestler, so he still does wrestle sometimes from time to time. He has been signed to WWE since 2001, but he has performed part-time since 2018. A record 16-time world champion as recognized by the WWE. He is regarded as one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time. He led the company as its franchise player and public face from the mid-2000s into the late 2010s. His first starring role was in the Marines. Pretty sure.
I have not seen that.
Okay.
Is that the one with John Cena too? Him and John Cena?
Yeah, you just said it. There you go. Yeah. Love you guys. If you guys didn't know.
Oh, that was your actor?
Yeah. That was my
actor.
Yeah,
my apologies. I thought you were going
I think me and Mo thought you was talking about. Say you thought he was talking about Mo.
I thought you were talking about Bautista.
Yeah, same. I was like, oh, okay. Once you said WWE, I was like, yeah, he's talking about Bautista.
Yeah,
dang, he tricked us a little
curveball.
Bit.
Curveball.
Yeah, a little curve on him.
So he was in the Marines. His first role was in the Marines. One of his first earlier roles, and then he started in Trainwreck, Ferdinand, Blockers, Bumblebee, Fast Furious 9, and then Fast 10 now. He had the show Peacemaker, you know, loved him in that, Suicide Squad, eponymous television series, then You Can't See Me. So, and then outside of his work in entertainment, he is known for his vomit in charitable causes, most notably granting the most wishes for the Make-A-Wish Foundation at over 650. Dang. This man is very, very generous. That's why I like him.
Mm-hmm. He's a cool dude, man.
He's a cool
dude. Like he's just like a real cool dude.
You can't hate him.
You can't.
Yeah. Okay, who you are. If you hate this dude, you're
fun
here.
Cat, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, solid choice.
Mm-hmm.
I did see that movie, The Marines. I thought it was okay.
That's what threw me off, because in my mind, he's talking about Bautista, but then, because he said The Marines, plural, it's The Marine.
Oh, The Marine. Hey, my man.
Yeah, so that when you said The Marines, I'm like, what? Like, what is that? Like, so that threw me off. Yeah, like more than one. Yeah, but The Marine, yes, I did see that.
Some of his roles that I liked him in is in Jacob in Fast Six. You know, the little twist in the end, he ends up being the brother, little brother. Christopher Smith in Peacemaker, the series, and then in Suicide Squad. Adrian Burns in Bumblebee, when they had that Bumblebee, just that single movie,
the standalone movie.
Yeah, and then in The Marine, he played as John Triton.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also did the voice of Rocksteady in the Ninja Turtles series.
Yep.
You're right.
And Baron Drexen also. And another, there's another Ninja Turtles series that came out.
He played it.
Yeah. And then Peacemaker in Mortal Kombat. So, you know, he got some voice chops. And then he's credited for 84 movies to his name. So he's got, you know, he got some acting chops and acting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So as far as acting, like, I think he just, I don't know. I don't know what some of these wrestlers transition to move to acting, but a lot of them have been pretty good. Like, obviously, this guy, John Cena. And then, I mean, there is The Rock, too, but yeah.
It's not really that surprising because wrestling is acting, if you think about it.
Ooh, you know, don't say
that's
people.
How I think about it. Once I found it, people, it was fake. Hey, I know, hey, whatever. You can get mad at me if you want to.
This isn't a debate.
Hey,
listen.
We know it's acting. It's real, you know.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry to break it to you, but wrestling's not real, guys. Santa Claus, guys, okay, and the Easter Bunny, forget about it.
No.
Yeah, you lose your tooth, it's under the pillow, your mama gave you that money, sir.
Damn, just, bro,
I had to bust everybody's bubble, but yeah, fake.
Damn. But yeah,
it's got a hint of a script. There you go.
Yeah,
let him off easy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess, but I mean, nonetheless, he has transitioned to a good actor, in my opinion. And, you know, Peacemaker for me is one of his most notable roles that he's done, because the way he plays him is just, it's like now I can only see him as Peacemaker kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's convincing me that he is Peacemaker.
Yeah.
He is that character, whatever.
Perfect casting for that. At first, mm-hmm. when I saw it, I was kind of like, nah.
Yeah.
But nah, he proved me right, or, mm-hmm. or proved me wrong, I should say.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He did a really good job with that. So yeah, good choice. Good choice.
Nice.
What's your last one?
All righty. So then I'll go with my last one. My last one is actually a comedian turned actor. And I'm going to give you a few of his movies, see if maybe you guys can guess him off of some of his movies. This one is from 1980, a little bit older, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Stir Crazy.
I know it is.
You got 1972. 1976, Silver Streak.
Yup. Okay.
1989, we saw this one, Ruben, Harlem Nights.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know who he is. Okay, you yeah, got
just
it.
Just keep going, though. I mean,
1982, The Toy.
Definitely deserves his flowers. So.
A lot of people... Shit on the toy, bro.
One that's that buzzing movie. Right now is 1978, The Wiz.
Hey. Yeah, yeah.
So this young man, or not young man, but the late and great Richard Pryor is my pick.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And he actually won an Emmy Award in 1973 and 5 Grammy Awards, 1974, 1975, 1976.
Damn.
81 and in 1982. So my man, you know what I mean? Tremendous actor, I think. Yeah. You know what I mean? He came out in that movie, The Superman. Come on, man. It's hilarious.
Oh, Lord.
Even in like serious movies.
Oof.
He killed
I'm still not over that.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Harlem Nights, you know, he's funny and he's serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Impeccable. So, you know, just, man, being able to see him on the big screen was really, really nice.
Yeah.
Really good to see. You have a favorite movie, Ryan, from him? Or
probably Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights? Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love that movie, man.
Nice.
Love it. It's hard, like, even if it's on, it's hard for me to just skip it. Like, if I'm going to turn into the channels and it's on, at least stop for a minute just to revel in its greatness. That movie's
low key, watching it in your TV, that style, it's the first time I've seen it. Like, well, it's the first time I've seen a movie like that. And it's, man, I got a really nice view of all that cinematic stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah.
It makes a difference, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. How you watch a movie definitely makes a difference on how you perceive it. So, yeah, that's a classic. Yep, Harlem Nights for me.
Yeah. What about you, bro? You got one?
So, well, we saw that one. Well, I seen his movie, but I don't really remember him too well because I just probably watched him once, I think. And then we saw Harlem Nights together that one day.
Mm-hmm. So,
definitely was laughing my ass off too, obviously. I mean, his career as a comedian is just one of the greatest.
And he wasn't even funny in that movie, but he said stuff and you'll laugh just how he said it. Because his role wasn't to be the comic relief. He was a serious role in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he was like doing stuff, you just laugh because you got to respect Sugar Ray, man. Just that character, man. Yeah, I love that movie. I can gush about that movie all day, bro. But yeah, shout out to Richard Pryor, man. Good choice, Mo.
Yeah.
Very good choice.
What you got, Ryan, for your last one?
My final actor. I actually watched a video. Shout out to Watch Mojo. I don't know if you guys know who Watch Mojo is on YouTube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I watched a video on this person's life, and once again, you know, some dust start falling again because I don't know if I need to just clean my house, my ceiling fan got a little some residues on there because it was getting in my eye.
Onions,
man.
You got some onions growing.
It was a weird day, man. Like it was just like very dusty in my living room.
Wow,
what's going on?
Someone put an onion next door in the air.
But this dude actually, he grew up like really well off. Like this dude, so his upbringing, the only bad thing about his upbringing was his parents were busy. So they were rarely around. So he kind of raised himself, if you will.
All right.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's all, I mean, but other than that, I mean, he had a, you know, fairly good.
So he was a single child.
Yeah. Oh. So, I mean, and obviously, you know, he's an actor first, or he's interested in acting because he went to Juilliard, which I didn't know, which is dope.
Right.
He dropped out to pursue a career in stand-up comedy.
Oh.
So this he does stand-up predominantly. And not only that, but he got 4 Grammys for his stand-up shows. He also got some Academy Awards.
Uh-huh.
He got 1 for Good Will Hunting.
Okay.
Pretty sure one of y'all figured out what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah. I already know.
Uh-huh. And a lot of his acting, like he was able to, like, I don't know, man, every role he played, the way he portrayed it, like he drew, you could tell he drew from his life experience, man. Like whether there was a comedic role or a serious role, man, which is pretty much, he can do both. In most of his movies, he did. He, it was funny and then he can get serious with ease. The way this man transitions between serious and comedic performances, to this day, one of the best to ever do it. I don't care. Nobody say. But, you know, obviously early in his stand-up career, he got addicted to cocaine and alcohol. It's what happens in the early 80s, bro.
It was that era.
Yeah, right back then, guys. Yeah. And then, you know, he got a rude awakening when one of his best friends died. One of the Belushis. I forget his first name. I always get the Belushi brothers confused. Belushi. The one that passed away. But nonetheless, that kind of gave him a wake-up call. And, you know, he got clean for a while. He fell off, you know, then he got clean again. But all this led to, like, his upbringing and the drugs and his depression bouts. It led to him having, like, a lot of mental issues. So, unfortunately, this actor committed suicide. For the build up, all that. If you guys haven't figured it out, it's the late great Robin Williams. Very, very just I don't know how to explain it, man.
Like, I don't know.
Cool dude, man. Like just.
I thought you were gonna need more films, right? I was gonna say Jumanji.
My man did a TV show called Mork and Mindy. You guys weren't around for that, but I was. He played Alien. Dope. My man did Aladdin, Jumanji, and my favorite movie, Mrs. Doubtfire. Between that and Patch Adams, bro, you finna leak. Tears is finna fall, brother. Uh-huh. Like, cause he Mrs. Doubtfire, that was a perfect example of how he can switch to like making you laugh and then like pulling at your heartstrings too, man. Freaking love that movie, bro.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, whoever doesn't know who he is, it's kind of weird.
Right? I'll be shocked if they don't know who Robin Williams is, man. I'll be completely shocked.
Gone too soon, man.
Way too soon. And you know, when I heard the news, I was like, damn, like, and I think, I don't know if that was after when he did, like, I See Dead People with the,
was it The Sixth Sense?
The Sixth Sense, did he make them, was he in that movie?
The Sixth Sense?
No, that's with Bruce Willis.
Oh, that was Bruce Willis. I forgot what was his last movie, but was it that, when, or was it a Bionic?
Bicentennial Man?
Bicentennial Man, there you go.
Maybe that was his last movie.
I don't remember what his last movie was, but I remember it was in that time. And like I was like tripping out because I was like, didn't I just see his last movie? And I was like, what the hell? And I thought like I couldn't comprehend like someone doing so good in movies and then like what the, I don't know. Like it felt like he was succeeding in life and then but then you don't know what's going on at the same time, But yeah, like sometimes when you hear that, like those kind of news, it kind of like confuses you, I guess, because we don't understand, but it should be because I guess like how you're saying that he was so good at what he was doing, you couldn't tell, like you wouldn't be able to tell what's going on in his life. He just did that good of a job acting, like that was good. And then even his comedy was so kind of like Richard Pryor. The way he talked made you laugh.
Improv. Yeah. He's really good at improv.
Yeah, voice is everything. Yeah, he was
anything
yeah.
like. Like when you put the little red nose and he just do his little skits like to cheer up the kids. I think I seen him when he would go and cheer up the kids in the hospital.
Yeah, Patch Adams.
Yeah, Patch Adams. Like that was his thing. And yeah, like because he had a good man. He was a good heart. He had a good heart. So yeah, I forgot about him too. But I could see too how you would be a little, you know, seeing his. Yeah, because even talking about him now, I can feel like I'm getting a little like teary a little bit. Like, damn.
I think he's the one that said that like some of the people that smile are the ones that are hurt the most, you know. So like while he was smiling at us the whole time, this fool was hurting.
Bro, I was reading like, the quotes he said, bro. I was like, nah, I can't read no more. That's enough. Nah. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Nah.
Can't cry all day, damn it.
Yeah,
that's a good choice.
That's a very good choice. All right. My last one, pretty sure you guys already know who it is because you guys said it earlier. But it's obviously David Michael Bautista Jr., born January 18, 1969. He's an American actor, a retired professional wrestler, and mixed martial artist. I did not know that. So he rose to fame.
Wait, just to clarify, Ruben, this is your pick for a comedian?
No, this is my last pick, but he's another WWE actor, or WWE.
Oh, you didn't have a...
I had two WWEs.
Okay.
I had committed, but I was like, nah, I got to give my man his flowers.
Fair enough.
So he rose to fame for his several stints in WWE between 2002 and 2019. He began his wrestling career in 1999, and he signed with WWE, which was then WWF, in 2000. From 2002 to 2010, he gained fame under the ring name Batista. Initially, as a member of Evolution, he would go on to win the WWE Championship twice, the World Heavyweight Championship four times, the World Tag Team Championship three times, and the WWE Tag Team Championship once. He also won the 2005 and 2014 Royal Rumble matches and subsequently headlined WrestleMania 21 and WrestleMania Triple X, with the former being one of the top five highest grossing pay-per-view events in wrestling history. And then he retired from wrestling after WrestleMania 35 in 2019. So my man's, you know, he's got a good record. He's got 95 credits to his name. And obviously, I think he's mostly known in Guardians of the Galaxy, because I'm pretty sure most people have seen him in that. There's not a lot of acting done in that movie, but just him being able to play that character as what it is, is, I don't know if that many people can do what he does, but he played a good role in that. I also liked him in Brass Body, in the Man with the Iron Fist. He was that brass dude. He's pretty cool in that. And then in Beast Ranban in Dune. He played a weird character. He was like all white. And then I like that movie, My Spy. it's like he did like a little like pacifier movie, like Vin Diesel.
He did. That's right. Yeah.
He played JJ. It was pretty good. I liked it. But I mean, his acting, like I said, he does have some range. So he's done funny stuff. He's done a little bit serious stuff. But like I said, like, out of like, I mean, you're right, like how you said, like, it would make sense that he would be a good actor too. And I would say out of maybe some of the WWF or WWE wrestlers that have come out and become actors, I think I would put like maybe Dave and John Cena are probably like a tied at one, and then it would be The Rock at like three. I wouldn't even put him at two. Somebody else got to go at two, but
no, that's fair. I don't. Yes, that's fair.
Especially after the allegations that I heard about my man's and not being hard to work with. Can't get in a pass no more. Stops now.
8 hours late.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So that's my number three. My last guy.
Oh, so you ranked your own three?
I didn't really rank him.
The ones that were coming from wrestling, he was ranking the wrestlers turn act.
Right.
Yeah. But he's definitely the highest. It's him, John Cena, and then The Rock for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's dot, 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 and then The Rock. So someone in the middle, I don't know yet, but maybe in the future, if someone else, some of these other wrestlers become.
Yeah, damn. He's going to always slide my man to the bottom slot.
He's output Nacho Libre.
Slide to the bottom, The Rock. Yeah. Damn. You know, it's funny that those allegations came out. I haven't seen any statement from that dude.
Exactly.
I don't.
That's how cocky he is. You probably don't care. Like, whatever.
Yeah, damn. He don't seem like he that kind of dude, but I don't know.
Is, bro. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We don't know. We don't really know who these people are. Like,
don't meet your idols. That's what they say.
That's what they say, man. That's exactly what they say. Hurt your feelings, bro.
Alrighty, guys. So we're actually going to go ahead and rank our blanks turned actors and see who we think should be top four, top five. 3, 6, 9, top 9.
So just to recap, we got from myself, you have actor or athlete Carl Weathers, musician Will Smith, and then comedian Robin Williams. For Rumi, you got Dave Bautista, and you have Ludacris for a musician, and then you have John Cena for athlete. And then for Mo, yeah, Mickey Rourke, Tupac, and Richard Pryor. Yeah. So now, From nine to one. Who are we going with number nine?
I mean, it's kind of unfair some a little bit because some of the ones that pass away, it's kind of be disrespectful. You put them in the bottom. You know what I mean? So those already kind of. I don't know, bro.
Why would that be disrespectful? Don't feel like that, man. If you feel like they you know belong on that number nine, that's fine, bro. We all got to build this list together, so keep that in mind. You got to convince me and Mo that this person needs to be number nine. So
from your three, put in a pick, and then Ruben throw in the pick, and I throw in my pick that I think should be
maybe, number nine. Put maybe Luda because he hasn't really had like a leading role. He's been more like side.
Okay.
That's
true. Just off the fact that he hasn't had a leading role.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I like it.
I mean, we're talking about just like breaking it down, I guess. He has a lot of movie, but like I said, not really movies.
Yeah.
I think out of all of the ones we pick, he probably has the least movies, actually.
Like actually. Yeah, that's movies. Your weakest link.
Probably, right? Yeah. So maybe he could be number nine. I think, right? We agree on that? Number nine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with it. So eight, I'm going to go ahead and say it, bro. It's going to have to be. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with John Cena, bro. I'm going to have to go with John Cena. But convince me otherwise. Out of this whole list.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Another wrestler. He doesn't have that many accolades, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have that. I don't think he's had any. Well, just the Marine, he had that leading role, but. Most other movies. Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, because he had Peacemaker. He had that whole series. He was a leader of that series.
Is a show.
He was one of the main characters. Well, not one of the main characters, but Suicide Squad. And then Fast 9 and 10. Side character. We'll put him. I guess we can put him there for now.
Put him in for now.
Put him there for now. Okay. That was not locked in yet. So we'll put him in. Okay. We'll put him in.
And then for me, I'll go for number 7. I'll go Mickey Rourke. I think he's probably
agreed.
Yeah.
I agree.
Just because he's got some movies, but I mean, the other two, I think he'd probably be my weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put him number 7.
All right, I'm with it. Yeah, and then I'm gonna go with number 6. I hate to say it, but I'm gonna have to go Carl Weathers, bro.
Just looking at this list. Weird, bro. I was about to say that.
I hate to say it, but
yeah, because he's a good actor. These are all good actors, by the way. There's not. Yeah. I'm knocking on the acting. It's just. Yeah, the weight that they got. It's not. Yeah.
That was number 6.
Yeah.
I think I could take number 5. I would probably go with Tupac. You know, put him number 5. Because I think he's, you know, just because he didn't get a chance to make that many movies either.
Right.
Based off of his movies, is really good. But.
Right. Well, his. Yeah, some of his. Yeah. I mean, some of his.
That would mean you're going to put Dave Bautista over Tupac?
I guess we'll go Bautista.
Yeah. I'm not putting Bautista over Tupac, bro.
True that. He doesn't have that type of drama. That type of.
No. No way. I'm going Dave Bautista 5, bro.
Yeah,
what you think, Ruben? Ruben over here stressing out.
Hold on. He's out. I got one character left.
Hold on. I mean, my man's got range too, though. I mean, my man's.
Bro, Pac literally went to acting.
What do you know him mostly for, though? Yeah, I mean.
You over here debating if John Cena is better performer than Tupac. And you really going through it in your head, bro?
Yeah,
the stress on your face is hilarious. It's not even hard for me, Mo. Is it like Mo? Like, nah. But once I said that, Mo's like, yeah, you right.
No, because
like,
he's done comedy roles. He's done like serious roles, and then he's done like blockbuster roles. So I don't know that. I mean, like I said, Tupac hasn't really had any like blockbuster. I mean, the movies he's done are not saying they're. They're not bad.
He's been in his roles aren't iconic. Yeah. He played Drax. And you said that he did a good job at that character, and he did, but you made it sound like nobody else can play Drax, bro. It's Drax.
I don't know, man. Mm-hmm.
It's Drax, my guy. You're not, no. Bishop or Drax? Like, how's his heart? Like, it's not. Come on, my guy. Like, really? This is, you're really debating this. Wow.
We'll put
number 5 is actually, you know what? It's really not, because you got 2-1, so you actually had to take this L, sir.
That is true.
Sorry for you.
Yeah, we got the 2-1 rule.
Mm-hmm. So Dave Bautista is, and then obviously we already said who number four was. We're going to go and slide Pac up in there.
Okay.
So now we get into the top treesy. This is where it's going to get a little interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because who's left? You got Will, Robin, and who else?
Richard
left?
Pryor.
Will three.
Number three.
Okay.
Say Richard. Obviously y'all, but I'm outnumbered with this one, so we're gonna go three for Pryor. Two will obviously be
three is Will.
Three for Will.
Yeah.
And then now we got to go between Richard Pryor or Robin Williams.
Well, y'all do.
I would.
I already know.
I guess I would put maybe Richard second and then Robin one.
Yeah, I would do that too.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's
when
I would see it.
But
so Robin Williams number one?
Yeah.
Fair. I think so. Second.
But my R2 and 3 is not the same, sir. Just know, I wanted to be noted, even though I took an L on this vote. But I'm not, no way. I disagree with Will Smith and Richard Pryor, bro.
Yeah.
No way. They're like, how? Y'all got to convince me that Richard Pryor is a better actor than Will Smith, bro.
He did a musical. Please convince me. You ever see Will do a musical?
He did a music. You stop it. You.
I would say that most things that Richard Pryor were good, and then in the later stuff that Will started making has been a little bit shaky. So, if anything, he kind of not. I wouldn't say he's falling off, but maybe I don't know. Something happened with the last movies that he's made. So that kind of does put a little counterweight maybe to his name. Whereas Richard Pryor, all his stuff is very noticeable and notable, whatever, and rememberable.
Tell you what, if you guys can name five Richard Pryor movies, you win.
I already wrote down
four of them.
Give me one more.
All right.
Now give me some of Will Smith roles.
I could count them too. Independence Day, Men in Black, Bad Boys, just because he has all those series.
Seven Pounds, Hitch. Mm-hmm. What are y'all talking about? I love Richard Pryor, bro. Don't get me wrong.
Saying, Ruben's argument is saying his late role. Okay, give me three of Will's latest movies. Did you see Emancipated?
Hell no.
Did you
Hell
see?
No. Mm-hmm. That's not the point we're making here as far as we watch their movies. I'm telling you.
Well, we said the 2-1 rule, but you don't want to set the 2-1 rule. You're still debating.
Nah, y'all got to convince me, man.
I think Dave Bautista's a good actor. I don't think he should be at four, but we passed that. We left that ship. We left that ship, so either you take it as L like I did, or...
Nah, bro. No, wow. Y'all is wild, but I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all get this one.
So we're gonna be debating for days.
Richard Pryor than Robert Williams. Yeah.
Also,
so
I said Robert Williams first. You said now you're saying Richard Pryor one more.
No.
Robert Williams is still number one no matter what. We're still having a little debate about the 2 and 3. There wasn't going to be a debate.
Oh.
Robin Williams was number one. I'm pretty sure we all can easily agree on that one.
All right, so say the list then for the listeners. So from 1 to 9.
So it would be 9 Luda, okay. 8 John Cena, 7 Mickey Rourke, 6 Carl Weathers, 5 Dave Bautista, 4 Tupac, 3, who missing?
Will.
Yep, 3 Will, 2 Richard Pryor, and then 1 Robin Williams. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's the order that we're running with, which is it's debatable, but it's still, like I say, it's pretty much almost like accurate.
Right.
So I'm with it. I rock with it.
And then those are the randoms that we picked and you picked. You know, so it's not like
mm-hmm.
we're going based off of like. You know, this isn't off Google's list. This is our own list that we randomly made.
Yeah.
It just happened to fall in that order.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the TVMP. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Hit us up on the socials. Show us some love. Send us some good vibes.
Hey.
Don't forget, you know, give us that good energy. We feed off of you guys. So please feed us all that good love and energy. This is Mo signing out.
This is Ryan.
And this is Rue.
Peace. We'll be right back.